She was just calling to remind me.
What time is it now?
7 after.
Okay, thank you. I just remembered, I got an appointment at 1, too, at Miami-Dade, and I just want to make sure I get that taken care of. Okay, now we're talking about single trees?
In other words, if you had a two-horse rig, thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
Two-horse rig, and from your wagon there came out one piece of wood to hitch it to.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a single tree. If you had a one-horse rig, you would have two. And I'm trying to think of what in the hell we call those. Because when I was growing up, although we had no horse and buggy, we still had farm wagons. And I mean, hell, I used to stand in front of my house when I wanted to go to the post office when I was yay high to get the mail. I'd wait until one of these farmers from out in the West End came in with their wagon going down to the store, and I'd climb on the back of the wagon and ride with them. So I've got a little familiarity with them, but geez, it's been so long.
This is one reason why we try to find older people in the community. So I'm sure I asked this one, well, you can imagine how some of these questions sit with 28-year-old people, and,
You have to explain to them what a wagon was first.
Well, that's true. That's true, much less the parts. Now you were talking about single trees. Now you said if you had two horses and each horse had a single tree, what would you call the thing that both the single trees attached to? Did you ever run across that?
As far as I know, it would have called that the yoke. In other words, whatever the single tree attached to that was the means of swiveling the front wheels was the yoke.
Okay. And you mentioned that after the wet season, these farmers would go out in these swamp areas to plant. They would plow up. What might they do after they plow to break the soil up further?
Harrow?
They
usually used a harrow to break up the clods. See, because what you'd had a period of weeds growing up and had a lot of root growth, so your plowing would turn up large clumps.
Right.
And then they would drag a harrow or a rake through it. Usually, I think initially a harrow, which was a disc harrow with the large steel discs. And then after that, they may rake it and then plow it again for the furrows.
Let me see. And that was there any specific name for that type of harrow? What would the harrows look like?
The harrow was nothing but a axle with a lot of steel, flat steel wheels on it, discs that, as far as I know, is just referred to as a disc harrow, or commonly as a harrow.
All right. What would you call the X-shaped frame that you might lay a log across for cutting wood? You have maybe close to your house.
Never used it.
Never used it?
I call it a sawbuck.
Sawbuck?
That's what I would call it, but that's strictly a dive term. I mean, I used it.
Okay. What would you call the A-frame, the shaped thing that you use for carpenters use? You know, for laying boards across. You know, they're just A-shaped.
Yeah. Oh, a sawhorse.
Okay. And to straighten out hair, you can either comb it or...
Curry.
All right, curry it, and for your own hair, women usually do what to their hair?
Comb.
And another thing they can do is what?
Brush.
Right. How about sharpening a razor with leather? What would you call it?
A strop.
With a strop, all right. And what do you call the round that you put in a revolver or rifle?
Bullet.
All right, what's some other terms that you use for that?
As I aged, I would call it a cartridge.
Okay.
But originally, I think the colloquial term was always bullet.
When you were young,